Visitors to the park will easily notice the differences between the 1962 statues and those of the 1980s, particularly in their basic approach to the artistic process. The first stage artists worked all in single stones, towering upwards. Although all the sculptures were modernist and abstract, the artists carved or chiseled their works out of the stone itself, based on the classical approach of diminution, working mainly with a hammer and chisel. Sculptors of the 80s used mainly raw rock, the only man-made trace being the tools of the quarry. Most of the sculptures were created by physically placing the stones on the ground, using the terrain where the sculptures were placed, and some of the works even seemed to merge into the landscape itself. Another difference is reflected in the choice of stone. The first stage artists chose a variety of raw materials, including limestone, granite, basalt, and even concrete. The second stage artists used massive local dolomite rock. The difference in choice of materials is also indicative of the difference in the basic attitude towards landscape sculpting. Despite the impact of the sublime landscape of the crater on their works, the 1962 symposium participants were mainly interested in the work of art itself, less in its relation to its placement in the specific environment. In 1986, the artists agreed upon a premeditated approach to the works. The scenic, human, and geological environment equals personal artistic expression. Most of them indeed converted the shape and structure of the surface into an integral part of their work. In the catalogue of the park, published in 1988, Orion wrote, "The Negev Highlands has thousands of sites with traces left of human existence, built from local stone, in a low horizontal manner. Some are existential and some spiritual." He also expressed his view on the essence of figurative art. "Sculpture is the design of masses by the forces of space and time. There is tectonic sculpture, aeolian sculpture, volcanic sculpture, meteoric sculpture. The Ramon Martesh is the result of tectonic and erosive sculpture over millions of years. The park is a way of connecting the human hand to this massive sculptural process." For the visitor walking through the park, Orion's poetic words are translated into a genuine experience. The breathtaking view and the sculptures, from both stages, force one to contemplate mankind's being and insignificance in light of the awesomeness of creation.